This is the BBC.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Good news, an app that we've talked about on the show has found two of our listeners love because they hate things. Chris has just discovered safari parks. Do all film stars have an excellent singing voice? And we reveal a long-standing Radio 1 secret for the first time on air. Introducing the Live Lounge Fart. Right, so we're back on the afternoon after a couple of weeks on breakfast for Christmas and New Year. I had my Christmas tree handed back to me yesterday.
What do you mean? It's been stolen?
No, you can do a thing where, like, you can leave outside and the council will come and take it, but they haven't been. And so someone was like, excuse me, can you move this? So I was like, well, I'm trying to get rid of it. Well, it's an obstruction on the pathway. So I've got it back.
So you've got it back in your house, except it's not, I assume, erect. So it must just be on the floor.
It's just a big mess. It's like a big, like, it's just drooped.
Isn't that so sad, though, that you have a Christmas tree and it's decorating, looks awesome in the house, and then you've got a situation where you've got right now where it's just kind of thrown there looking disgraceful, like it's had a dirty night out.
It looks like it's not been home.
Needs a wash.
I heard Clara earlier saying about going to Brazil on her own. Her Instagram looked amazing from that. Going on holiday on my own is one of those things that's on my list of things to do, but I think I'm too scared to do it.
I don't think I could do it.
But what, like, what's the worst thing that can happen? Because it, like, she said she had an amazing time. I know loads of people that go on holiday on their own and they absolutely love it. But I just worry. I don't know what I'm worried about.
I can do 2 or 3 days or so. Well, I guess it's that idea that you feel the need to have to share the experiences with someone for them to be almost valid experiences.
I don't want to be alone with my thoughts.
But here's the thing. Could you do a holiday where you go alone and you don't put anything on, say, any social media? So you can't prove anything's ever happened. You just go away and enjoy it fully for yourself. I think a lot of people would find that hard to do.
I think I would find it hard.
You need that qualification.
Have you seen
this? Sad, really.
Have you seen this new thing as well? I saw it on Instagram earlier, and it is a safe for your phone, but you can set the time that you want it to be in there for, and you cannot get it out. So you can set it for like 30 minutes or an hour. So if you are, like, I don't know, having dinner with some mates or whatever, and you've got a no phones rule, which no one sticks to, right? It fits 4 phones in this box. It's like a safe.
Yeah.
You cannot open it in that hour.
It strikes me as such a celebrity thing to do. Pop your phone in the safe on the way in, please. No pictures.
No, but you can set the time.
Yeah, I get it.
And you can't, like, once it's in there and it's in there for an hour or 30 minutes or whatever, you can't change it.
You're not doing that.
You're right, I'm not.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Yesterday we were talking about this thing on Instagram that we'd seen, and it was basically someone had put up a story about where they went to a hairdresser's, had farted, and the hairdresser quite professionally used the hairdryer that was in their hand to kind of waft away the fart.
Oh, right, that's like, shoo,
yeah.
Shoo.
And I was saying, is this something funny that's been put up on Instagram? Or is this like, does this kind of thing really happen? And we had loads and loads of hairdressers on going, yes, we're taught this in our training. We hold a hairdryer, and if something smelly does happen, you can use that and it effectively just wafts it away.
You blow it away with the hairdryer?
Yeah.
Good to know that you're keeping it highbrow while I've been away.
Yeah. It did sink to new depths yesterday.
Okay.
But it led to a fascinating conversation about people in their jobs and what they do to cover up people's farts. Because it happens in every job. It happens here occasionally in the studio.
We've got Martin on, who's a driving instructor. Hello, Martin.
Hi.
Classic driving instructor name, that.
Well, there's plenty of us around.
Yeah, well, mine was called Martin. In fact, I would say there's very few driving instructors listening that aren't called Martin.
Listen, I assume you're on the phone because you have encountered a farty situation whilst teaching people to drive.
Well, yeah, I think people get a little bit nervous, especially when they're coming up to the driving test. And sometimes you've got to kind of clear the air a little bit, shall we say.
What do you do then?
A little bit of a discreet opening of the window.
That's not hardly discreet, Martin.
Well, I can't hardly say you've guffed, haven't you? I'm going to open the window there.
Well,
it's not something I remember ever being sort of prepared for in my driving test. It must have happened to people.
You're in a test and you're going to some speed bumps.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, does that count as a minor?
Because it is, it's nerve-wracking, isn't it?
I reckon that does happen quite a lot, and I wouldn't be surprised if some of the examiners even have to sort of do the same thing that we do.
Yeah.
But it's not subtle. As Scott said, the point is you haven't got a hairdryer to hand, so what you're doing there is just opening the window. Yeah. There's no easy way of dealing with that situation.
Well, you know, can we get them cooled down a little bit? There is actually a section on the driving test now where they're actually asked to open the window by themselves to see that they can do it under control.
Pressing a button?
Yeah, that's it.
Martin, that's pressing a button. One button.
It's all complicated stuff.
Unless you've got wind downs. Hello.
Martin, whilst we've got you here, actually, we can find out a few more things about what goes on from a drive instructor's point of view. I've got a question. Are you allowed to have the radio on during your test?
I don't see why not. There's nothing illegal about it. You can get your radio on, yep.
Oh, my Martin didn't like that.
You could get radio one on during your test. That's a great idea.
That's it, yeah. That'd be good, yeah. Listen to the Scott Mills show. That'd be good, yeah.
Yeah, just tunes.
Maybe we should do a specific are you on your test feature one day.
If you are doing your test, well, we don't want anyone to fail their test, but if you are comfortable and it's allowed to have Radio 1 on during your test, it would be amazing to let us know in advance of your plans.
We should do it one day with like loads of people having their test at the same time.
I reckon if you can get your examiner a shout out, surely that's going to help you pass.
Of course you are.
That's a great idea.
All right, Martin, good to speak to you.
Have a good day.
Just reminded me, actually, of something else. A little secret, which I'm going to let you into in a minute, which you probably don't know about some of the biggest stars in the world when they guff here at Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
See? Proof that this show and Radio 1 in general is actually making people pass their tests. It's helping, anyway. Shout out to Alan's Automatic in Basildon. Got Radio 1 at the moment. Scott, I've had three pupils who have passed their test because Radio 1 was on in the car. It kept them really calm. Doesn't say the name. Jazz from Welland's been on. I'm listening to your show right now with my driving instructor. I actually did listen to your show during my driving test and I passed. That's
why,
the magic of Radio
1. Why are you
with
the driving instructor now?
Well, maybe
then.
That would suggest
a fail.
It was
or
yes.
Something else is... No.
Yes.
Well, look, questions.
Rachel in Huntington also passed whilst listening to us, you see? Proof. Scott Mills here. Now, you may never have noticed this before, but let's talk about the situation, you know, where sometimes nature takes its course. When the stars are about to, or sometimes when they are performing in the live lounge, it's prime time for that to happen because it's a very nerve-wracking situation. Mm. You only get one chance to get it right, don't you?
Oh, the pressure's huge and that needs sort of relieving a little bit sometimes.
You may never have heard these before, but we've actually... you'll have to listen carefully... But we've got some previous people here who've done the live lounge. Some of these, it's just before. Some of them, it's during the live lounge. But we actually turn the microphone up a little bit so you can hear it. But proof that it does happen in a live lounge situation.
This is from over the years, these kind of things have happened, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's quite a famous thing, the live lounge fart.
We just don't really talk about it internally.
We don't talk about it on air. Yeah, I mean, obviously, we wouldn't say on air until now. So here's Anne-Marie on recent live lounge.
This is The Live Lounge, BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Miss Anne-Marie.
Hello.
How are you?
No, I'm good. I'm just pacing a little bit.
I don't know if you can hear that.
I heard that.
Did you hear that? Because we turned it up a little bit. That's The Live Lounge fart. Can't believe we're saying about this on air. It's never been said
I can't remember who else did it.
All right, I've got one here. Ollie Merz, remember that? He was a mess.
Oh, this was ages ago.
He was a mess. Like, so nervous. Like I said, listen carefully. But it is there.
There was a time I used to look into my father's eyes.
So how does it end up sounding like that? It sounds like it caught on the microphone or something. It's the echo.
And then, of course, beautiful voice, but Hannah from London Grammar, famous for it over the years.
I can live a life running for my life. I will always want you. And I came in like a rainbow.
Catch that one.
Just
quite quiet, but you can hear it. It's just in there.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Joey from Durrington, who says, how come no one's ever mentioned the live lounge fart in all of my time of listening to Radio 1? It's just something that we don't really bring to air until now. There's no need, really. Because I think it maybe, I don't know, maybe it makes you see the artist in a different way. I don't know.
Sometimes the live lounge can be a very sincere moment.
Yeah.
And you never want to take away from that.
No, you don't want to ruin all the people going, oh, it was goosebumps. You don't want that.
No one wants to be remembered for the farty
No,
incident.
And it's not the like, because Joey says, can we hear Hannah from London Grammars again? I didn't expect that to happen. It's not really fair, this, because you would do the same. If you only had one chance to get your song right, you'd do the same. But okay. It's quite quiet, but...
Also, worth pointing out, it's not definitely her.
Oh, it could be any of the band. But what I'm saying is, like, she's not the only one. Let's not single her out.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Have you seen the Thailand Prime Minister? This is a video going on Facebook. And he's in front of loads of reporters, places a cardboard cutout of himself in front of the microphone, and he's like, any difficult questions? Ask this guy. And walks off. And goes, bye-bye. And, like, the reporters... left there with a cardboard cutout of the Thai Prime Minister. Like I said, don't tell the President.
BBC.
Radio 1.
That's this guy. It's 2:15. Bruno Mars and Cardi B coming up. Chris's girlfriend has been in South Africa, so he decided that, well, he wants to go on safari too.
Yeah, well, she was having such an amazing time sending me all these pictures. I was like, I need to do something about this. So this weekend, me and two of my best mates got into a car. And because I was researching, like, what can I do that's kind of remotely similar? I didn't realise you can go on a safari just north of Luton.
Yes.
And it's, from what I can see, exactly the same.
I don't know whether it's exactly the same as going to somewhere like Kenya.
Very similar idea.
Well,
I didn't realise.
Of course it's a similar idea, but it's not like going to Kenya, is it?
You say that. And I've not been to Kenya. But the experience I had at the weekend was that I could drive my car through... this area, right? And there was a proper full-on lion next to me.
Yeah. Did you never know this before?
I honestly didn't know you could do this. Like, I'm aware of zoos and stuff like that. I'm not, like, mad. But the actual sort of safari that I went on, the Luton Safari.
Yeah.
I called it with my mate. So we went there, and it was awesome.
Like, how by now, and I don't want to alarm anybody because it's obviously never happened, but how by now, like, cars have been going there... for years, through there for years. How are the rhinos not really good at opening the car door by now?
Yeah, you think they'd have skills. I couldn't believe it, right? That,
blown your mind. There's a black bear right there, isn't there?
Oh, there's a sign saying, obviously, keep your windows up, doors closed. I was like, this is brilliant, but is this just like an effect thing?
No.
Like, have the words there to sort of scare you a little bit, just to kind of add to the feel of it. Because when you first go in, the gates close behind you, it's like something of Jurassic Park.
You're like, okay, I'm with them now.
It's insane. And then you go in, right? And first,
I know, I've done
first,
it. I know.
Have you done it?
Yes.
What, on your own?
With my family.
Have you?
Yes. This is not a new thing.
I know it's not a new thing, and I've heard of this
new
place.
To you.
I've heard of Woburn or whatever, but I've never been. Right. So me and two mates, we thought, right, we'll commit to it. We went, and but to bring it up another level, we started driving around. We're like, let's soundtrack it as well. So we went past this bear, Scott. It's right next to the door.
Oh, you recorded it on your phone, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this you in the car?
Yeah, it's me and a couple of boys. So. Bear necessities.
Yeah. In the bear bit.
It's great. It's well good. And then another moment, a wolf goes past the car there.
Did you have to keep the wolf from your door?
Yeah, I did. And then, yeah, past the lions, obviously... boshed out a bit of Lion King to that one.
One of my friends, this is Woburn, isn't it? Yeah.
Went.
One of my friends genuinely asked once if he could take his convertible in to the lion bit. Nope, hun, you can't take your soft top into the kingdom of carnivores. It's really not going
to
go well.
We need to go. Me and you need to go. It's let's go on a safari.
Bang up for it. I've not been for years. No need to go to Africa.
No need.
There? Your girlfriend might be in South Africa. No need.
Scott Mills.
Oh, don't fancy that. Some people have broken down. Their car's broken down in the lion bit once the gates close, like when it goes on Jurassic Park.
Oh, no.
I don't fancy that. Oh, no, it's just us and them now. Also, Kate saying, I can't believe Chris has never been to a safari park where you could drive through.
Never, never. New thing.
It's a bit like when you first go through a McDonald's or whatever and you're like, wow, this is amazing. Like, I don't have to queue up. I can just literally stay in the car.
It's very different. Very different. But I do think it's something we should do together.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that we've never done together.
I can't believe we've never done it. A lot of people saying West Midlands is a good one. Yeah, they climb all over your car there, and generally new windscreen wipers are needed. Good fun, though. Just don't want to break down in there, please.
Scott Mills.
Good afternoon, Evie, who says, all the songs today are like Radio 1 knows about my recent breakup. All the songs have me full-on triggered right now. It's true, though. When you've had a breakup, and then you put the radio on, it's like, oh, no, this one's about me and him or and me and her.
It can be literally any song.
Literally. Maybe not so much Boof Daddy.
I don't know.
Or Boom Clap, to be fair.
I don't know. I think you could read into Boof Daddy if you really wanted to.
That's the thing. When you've had a breakup, it's like, this one's about us as well.
This was so special to us.
Rearrange.
Boof Daddy.
Definitely rearrange Biffy Clyro and definitely NF Let You Down. Sorry about that, Evie. Hope you feel better soon.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Do you know what, though, Scott? It was a worse time when the scripts had a lot of music out at one point, and I suffered from that. I'd just broken up with someone, and Falling to Pieces song was always on.
I remember, and you were like, can you stop playing this? I was like, well, no, because it's on the Radio 1 A-list.
Yeah, well, we used to have to put a happy song on in the studio just for me.
We did. He was like, why are the scripts releasing all these songs?
Always on.
Okay, let's do bangers. Hello, Catherine.
Hiya.
Hey, whoa, upbeat. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, what are you doing at the moment?
I'm shoveling poo.
Sorry?
Context?
I'm mucking out a yard. I'm a young farmer. Yay.
Yes. Whereabouts?
I'm in Norfolk.
Hello, Norfolk. Hello, young farmer.
I hear you're a zoologist.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Well, you are one.
I know. I'm studying it, but I don't know what it is.
Well, how come you don't know what it is if you're studying it? That's not right.
Well, you're kind of meant to go to the lectures.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I don't do that.
You've not been going to the lectures, have you? No, you might fall into the same mistake that I made. I didn't go to many lectures, and it does catch up on you. You need to perhaps think about going to one or two. And yeah. I hate to be a nag about that.
Yeah, but do go to one or two, and then you might find out what a zoologist actually is.
Well, I had the first exam on the 15th.
Oh, you're stressing me out now.
I know.
Is there anything at all we can help with?
It's been quite animal heavy today, actually.
It has been, actually.
Yeah. I don't know. If you could tell me the answers, that'd be fantastic.
So you want us to find you the answers to the exam?
Well, Scott, you can do anything.
That's cheating, so that's not allowed.
That's not allowed. Okay, here's what I've got for you today. David Guetta, Nicki Minaj. Where Them Girls At?
Nicki Minaj is awesome in this song. Yeah, I like this one. Annoying, because it's not my choice. All right, you can have that, or you can have my banger choice today, which is this. Slightly older Maroon 5 song here. This is Harder to Breathe. Tune though.
Yeah.
Coming back strong. Okay. What do you think? Yeah. What do you think the animals would like?
Well, the horses. The horses will probably like you, Scott, but the cows. It's a tough one.
Where are them cows at?
Right. I'm going to have to go for. Gotta be you, Chris. Gotta be you.
Okay. Dare you say that my behavior is unacceptable? So condescending, unnecessary, critical. Like a little girl cries in my face, of a monster that lives in her dreams. Yeah. Is there anyone out there? 'Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe. Is there anyone out there? 'Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe. Is there anyone out there? 'Cause it's getting harder and harder. What a song! Maroon 5, Harder to Breathe. A lot of people unhappy with that because David Guetta makes bangers.
Yeah. However, Defo got to put that one back in. Too.
I really, really wanted to hear that today. I'm pleased with your choice. I'm a massive fan of Harder to Breathe.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam!
Scott Mills here. We're making January better because it's rubbish. With Jam Slam. Massive, 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 massive prizes. Today, it's Niall Horan and golf-related. The beautiful game, golf.
Mm. Well, I love this prize today because it's for both golf fans and Niall, as Grimmy calls it, Niall Horan fans as well.
Golf's not the beautiful game, is it?
That's football's the beautiful game.
What's golf?
I don't know what golf is.
A game.
But it's a game and lots of people love it. And what a prize this is today, Scott.
two tickets to watch Niall Horan on any date of his UK Flickr tour, and you'll join Niall at Wentworth, probably in some of those unwise golfing trousers that he wears.
Mm.
For one-on-one golfing tips with Niall Horan. This is Money Can't Buy. I wonder if Niall does the same when he's playing golf as Justin Leonard does on the course.
Justin Leonard. Winner here. A few years ago. Oh, he's waked that a bit, has he? Yes. It's doing its best for him. Remembering old times. Just a little kiss of the balls there. He wasn't old enough to shave last time he was here. Look at him now.
Right, so this is the only place in the world where you can win a prize like this. If you want to see Niall Horan on his UK tour and get one-on-one golfing tips with Niall, answer this question. Niall Horan first rose to fame auditioning for which TV show? A, Britain's Got Talent. B, The X Factor. C, Love Island. If you think it's Britain's Got Talent, text Niall A, followed by your name and age to 81199. If you think it's X Factor, text Niall B, followed by your name and age to 81199. If you think it's Love Island, text Niall C, followed by your name and age to 81199. Got some really weird spellings of Niall in, I've got to say. N-E-I-A-L-L is wrong. So it's Niall, N-I-A-L-L. So one more time. Niall A, plus your name and age, if you think Niall rose to fame on Britain's Got Talent. Niall B, plus your name and age, if you think the answer is X Factor. And Niall C, and then your name and age, if you think it's Love Island. Text will be charged at your standard message rate. Only one text will be counted per phone each day. Additional entries will still be charged. You must be 16 or over. Please don't enter if you're listening now on demand. All the terms and conditions are on the Radio 1 website. And once you've entered this contest, if you want to be having one-on-one golf with Niall and go and see any date of his UK tour, you must listen to Grimmy tomorrow morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show at 8 o'clock, 8 a.m., Grimmy will give you a word that you must answer your phone with, and only that word if we call you live on Radio 1.
The Radio 1 Jam Slam! Jam Slam! Jam, you're going down!
Scott Mills.
Normally on this show, we are calling out the ghosts on our feature Ghostbusters, the people who say they want to date you, but then you don't hear from them ever again. So that's kind of like when relationships go wrong.
Mm.
We've had an email from a girl called Lauren. I think we've actually managed to help her find love.
Right, okay.
Hello, Lauren.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, tell me the story.
So a couple of months ago, you were talking on The Breakfast Show, actually, about the new app called Hater.
Yes, this was an app, remind me, an app for people that hated the same things, had similar hates.
Yeah, so you match on your mutual hates and it gives you a percentage of how much you match on your mutual hates, really.
Oh, that's right, that's right. I signed up to this, and what it is it gives you loads and loads of different options of things. So it might say cheese or some kind of animal, or James Corden, and you've got to say whether you love or hate it, and it matches you up percentage-wise on people who kind of match with you on the things that they hate.
So after us talking about the app, did that inspire you to join it?
Yes, I heard you speaking about it on The Breakfast Show and I downloaded it straight after.
I like it because normally you have to talk about on dates like things that you mutually like. This is like, no, I hate The Vicar of Dibley.
And actually, you can link with people like that, Scott. Like, when I think about us, we don't just like the same things.
No.
We actually hate a lot of the same things.
We do.
Things,
and when we bond through
people,
that.
Things.
Yeah. I think that's as valuable in a relationship as the things that you like.
It is. It's just, it's never really explored, is it?
No,
it,
you don't, you no one talks about that, do they?
No.
Not so, yeah, we hate the same things. It's quite good.
I knew they were perfect when I heard how much they hated. So, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's never really heard.
It's a good idea for an app. Okay, so you matched with someone on there, right?
Yes, I matched with someone called Stephen. We had a mutual hate of live, laugh, love.
What's that?
It's just like a little saying, isn't it? You know, when you go into, like, mum's houses and they've got a sign saying live, laugh, love on the wall.
Oh, yeah. Or the ones that say things like, home is where the heart is. Just on the wall there. It's like, why have you put that up?
Yeah, just inspirational quotes on the wall, just a mutual hate of those.
Mm. Or people that have bath in their bathroom. Okay, so you've matched up because of Live, Life, Love. And then what happened?
Then we went on our first date.
Which must have been a very negative affair. I take it you just spoke about everything that you hated with the world?
Yeah, spoke about everything we hated. And we realised that we have political differences.
Oh,
okay.
So Stephen is a Conservative member and I'm a strong Jeremy Corbyn fan.
Interesting.
Okay.
So with different political views, though, mm-hmm. and you sound like you're quite strong with those views, surely you're not hating the same thing then?
Well, we matched on hate, but then we realised we have got some differences, so that's why we probably weren't 100% match.
Yeah, yeah. You hate each other. So yeah, it's perfect.
It is perfect, really, yeah.
So this political difference of opinion, that's not going to be a problem, is it?
No, it's not a problem. We decided to get each other a Christmas present. Because we'd only known each other a couple of weeks, we thought, let's get each other the most horrendous Christmas present we can think of. Instead of doing nice presents, because nobody likes that.
That's amazing.
So we did surprise presents, and we ended up buying each other T-shirts. I bought him a Jeremy Corbyn T-shirt, and he bought me a Theresa May T-shirt.
You two are amazing. So you just do things to annoy each other.
Yeah.
Because hate.
Have you worn your Theresa T-shirt?
Yeah, we actually wore them on a date to Ghetto Golf. So it's like a little golf place, but with like a mini golf, but with like loads of graffiti all over the walls.
Yeah, wow. And do both of you hate golf?
No, we actually quite like golf.
Oh, I just really hope as a couple you just wind each other up. It's like everything is hate.
I feel that we're responsible, along with the app, of course, for this relationship in a way.
Yeah, that's why I've emailed in, because I need to give you a big thank you.
Oh, you found love in a hateful place. Mm.
That's exactly it.
I think more people should do this, though. Like, forget about what you both like. It's kind of boring. Think about what you actually both really dislike and bond on that.
Yeah, just date someone who hates the same as you and you never have to do that.
And also, further down the road, it's better to be honest about things you don't like at the start, because those are the things that are going to annoy you when you're into a relationship.
Exactly. So we don't get annoyed by things because we know what each other hates.
Yeah. Sorted.
Thanks, Lauren.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Love you, bye. Keep me updated.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
This is getting a huge reaction, Scott. Some of the messages we're getting. Look at this one. OMG, Scott, Laura would hate me. I have a live, laugh, love tattoo on my shoulder.
Oh.
It's in Spanish, though, which I'm happy about now, as I regret it and cringe when people say, hey, what does your tattoo mean?
Yeah.
It's fine if it's in another language, isn't it? Just looks slightly classier, maybe.
Amy in Chester says, those two are goals. They kind of are relationship goals, aren't they?
Yeah, and someone else is doing their, basically writing their wedding vows, from what I understand, and is now maybe thinking about just going for things that they both hate.
Yeah.
And what they hate about the other person, which is an interesting spin.
I quite like it, because there are going to be things you're not going to like. Also, other people are doing this. This person says, when I first met my boyfriend, we bonded over a mutual hatred of Adobe Photoshop. 2.5 years later, still strong.
Scott Mills.
That's true. This is the plot to that film, 10 Things I Hate About You. That's what the wedding vows would be like if they ever got married, that couple that we just spoke to. Mm. But I'm glad that you found love on the hater app because of this show. Mm. We'd like to bring you something different, don't we? How weird is it on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being perfectly normal, 10 being really, 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 like, weird, that I'm quite closely following DJ Khaled's weight loss journey at the moment?
So I'm right in thinking he's now the face of some kind of service where you watch your weight.
Yeah, the Weight Watchers service. Yeah, there's loads of others, but that's the one, yeah. I'm really pleased for him. Started at £293. Today, down to £272.
Well, that's great.
It's really good. I really like
BBC Radio 1.
That's it, by the way. I'm just pleased.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here with a question for you. Do all film stars have a good voice? You know, Kate Winslet did that track once, and it was actually all right. And then over Christmas, we were playing that Robbie Williams, Nicole Kidman song from back in the day, Something Stupid. Who knew that Nicole Kidman could sing really well?
Mm.
Does it have to be part of the A-list Hollywood package, do you think?
Well, hasn't Jamie Dornan gone and sung now?
Right, so I've just seen this. On the soundtrack to 50 Shades Freed, which is out later this month, actual Christian Grey sings a song on the soundtrack. And surprise, he's got a good voice.
I think it must be theatre school, though. I imagine you learn to sing there, right?
Sing, dance, act.
Triple threat.
However, I think that stars of the film, like Hollywood films, should now, it should be a rule, if this is the case, they should all be made to sing on the soundtrack. Like, it's not an option.
That's a good idea.
You have to be on the soundtrack, because at some point there's going to be someone that's terrible at it. So far, not. You're hoping it's Ryan Gosling.
Scott Mills.
Oh, yeah. Hugh Jackman sings on the Greatest Showman film. Someone says, sorry, but Ryan Gosling is a great singer. He's got a band called Dead Man's Bones. We need to find one that's terrible at it.
Scott Mills.
Actually, yes, that's enough evidence. Say hundreds of people. Let's not forget Pierce Brosnan in Mamma Mia.
Oof.
Someone says, I don't think Kevin Hart will be able to sing. No, I disagree completely. I think he'll be an excellent singer. But yeah, you're right. Pierce Brosnan, exception to rule, 100%.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.